Ed eccoci in voce, 11 e 12 minuti, appunto per come ricominciare insomma a ricordarvi questa sera siete alla SNIA dalle 18 per l'aperitivo con Radio Onda Rossa, con le trasmissioni del sabato Disaccordo Salpinaz, ma poi con la proiezione del documentario di Domiziana De Fulvio Sisterhood.
Sì, ne abbiamo parlato in realtà in uno speciale questa settimana, quindi chi ci ha seguite con uno speciale Likewise ha avuto anche modo di raccontare dalle parole della regista e sceneggiatrice questo documentario. Siamo super felici di poterlo proiettare, la storia di tre squadre di basket di donne che giocano nei campi di strada a Beirut, a Roma e a New York. È un racconto molto bello, corale, di modi diversi ma comunque simili di giocare in strada, creare modi modalità di stare insieme e di combattere in questo modo discriminazioni, stereotipi e molto altro. Quindi insomma vi invitiamo a venire alle 9 allo SNIA per questa bellissima
tra l'altro ambientata a Roma, ma ambientato proprio al quadrato della SNIA.
Esatto, quindi insomma in realtà proprio lì dove stasera ci sarà ieri e domani c'è la festa di Radio Onda Rossa, in realtà è proprio il posto dove una di queste squadre è nata e esiste ancora in realtà e si allena ancora.
Io direi che cominciamo a sentire qualche traccia musicale di Orasi per una sorpresa che vi facciamo tra pochi istanti.
Hi. The shubs has gone on in here. Oh, speak of the devil.
Yo! Hey, yo, fam. Oh, what time are you getting back today?
I'm getting back today, right now. A war going in my yard.
Oh, you're back already?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. Who is this gal on my sofa?
Oh, she was supposed to leave.
Yeah, she's gonna be leaving.
Hey, I'm on my way back.
You better be on your way back. Oh my gosh, is that a fag burn in my sofa? What? You know you ain't putting no fag in my house. Nah, look at the sink. I can't even make a brew to get over it.
It's a dirty habit.
If you don't have a job but don't even look and moan that you're broke, then you know what? You're a sofa soldier and I hope you grow up, cause bro,
it's a dirty habit.
I lent you cash when I asked to lend it back. You're pretending you're brass but you actually spent it on fags and slags. The fact is you slag.
It's a dirty habit.
If you go to the studio when you're drunk and drugged as per usual, substances got you unproductive and moving slow, you should know. You asked for a collab with me but I didn't hear it till after the release, even though I'd been asking for weeks. Bars aren't even matching the beat. Fam. To the snitches on the slip, giving the pigs a lick. Thinking they've hidden it, looking smug and somewhat innocent, but they're the biggest prick sitting in the kitchen. There's a victim when they're getting shifted. And if you think the pigs repeat your head when the beef kicks in, you're gonna learn what happens. Murder, minging dishes, sitting in the sink stinking. And if I pass you a drink and you backwash it and pass it back to me, expect an ass whopping. I can't have that, fam. That's disgusting, nasty, dirty. Where you at?
Fam, I'm on my way back, but I got a bit of a problem. I can't find my wallet.
Oh, of course you can't find your wallet.
Come on, man. Like, look, I can get a taxi right now. Just lend me 50 quid.
Oh, don't.
Come on, man. Like, I'll get paid on Tuesday.
Just don't.
Yeah, but, you know I'll just drop it straight back
seriously,
on you.
Seriously, don't.
Fam, come on, man. Why are you being like that?
Oh,
come on, fam.
It's a dirty.
If you're all talk and no action, then get sore when it's brought up your adapt.
E allora, insomma, la sorpresa qui in studio questa mattina, 21 maggio 2022, in occasione appunto della sua esibizione questa sera, dopo, come dicevamo prima, la proiezione del documentario Sisterhood, è qui in studio con noi, siamo felicissimi di averla, Orasi, che si esibirà questa sera. Thank you for being here and welcome, Orasi.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Allora farò qualche domanda a lei, ci facciamo raccontare un po' di come sono andati questi due anni e ci facciamo raccontare un po' della sua musica, anche insomma di come se è contenta di stare qui e un po' anche delle cose che sono successe nella sua carriera. Quindi insomma cercherò di essere super breve, lo sapete che non è una delle mie fantastiche doti, ne ho altre, insomma cercherò di essere super breve e di farvi una traduzione di quello che ci racconta. So Orsi, you were here in 2018, right? Four years ago. Eri qui nel 2018, 4 anni fa. And that show was organized by Radio Onda Rossa as well. That's right. It was at the Forte Prenestino. So what about, do you have a good memory of the audience and the show and the event?
Definitely. I remember the venue was absolutely fantastic. Like, they did describe it to me as one of the greatest like venues in the area. But it was really cool. Like, I like the squat vibe, the community vibe, and it was really well organized. Like, I took pictures and I work at a school, I was showing the children at school like how cool it was. And obviously the energy of the crowd during the show and the other acts were, it was really enjoyable.
Allora, le chiedevo appunto della sua ricordo del 2018, del concerto organizzato sempre da Radio Onda Rossa al Forte Prenestino, e lei mi raccontava che si è divertita tantissimo, c'era una bellissima atmosfera di comunità, di collaborazione, e è stata molto sorpresa da quanto fosse professionale l'organizzazione di tutto il concerto da tutti i punti di vista, e addirittura ha fatto delle foto per far vedere, lei lavora a scuola, per far vedere ai suoi alunni quanto sia possibile attraverso la collaborazione anche con un DIY di creare delle situazioni super belle, super godibili, super professionali. So, you are very often called a political rapper.
Yeah.
When it's good, political FMC. When it's not good, right? And this is very controversial. First of all, I understand that you are a political rapper, right?
I would say so. I think if you rap about life in general, there must be some level of politics involved, even if you're not aware that you're a political rapper. But I do like to rap about, you know, topics that are affecting people, and I like to read and rap about what I read, so I guess so, yeah.
Le chiedevo appunto, è spesso definita una rapper politica, insomma, e come si, diciamo, come si pone rispetto a questa cosa. Lei diceva sì, in realtà non è che sto lì a pensare di voler essere una political rapper, però in realtà mi succede perché parlo di quello che mi accade, parlo di quello che accade attorno a me, alle persone che condividono la vita con me, e quindi chiaramente in qualche modo parlo anche di temi politici. What about the FMC? That's a fantastic song. I love it.
Cool.
Called FMC. And then you talk about, you know, I'm a feminist.
Yep.
So sometimes I need to define myself as a woman doing something. So it's a very political as well.
Yep.
But I understand that sometimes this is also something like a trap or something that narrows my perspectives in a way. Le sto chiedendo, insomma, lei ha scritto una canzone che si chiama FMC, che parla appunto di del fatto che non c'è bisogno di definirla una cantante rapper donna, basta dire che è una persona, un artista che fa rime. E le sto dicendo, come femminista a volte il definirmi donna che fa delle cose per me è importante, però mi rendo conto che anche questa cosa a volte diventa anche un po' una chiudere le prospettive. So what about the song and the lyrics and, you know, the need to write something like that?
There is like an undertone of humor there and irony, because ultimately I don't actually mind the term femcee. It mainly stemmed from whenever I was doing interviews about music, it would always be based around what's it like being a woman, it was all about being a female rapper and not just a person that raps and likes to share. And I'd sometimes get invited to like all female events, which I actually don't mind, but there'd be times when it might be organized by a male and they don't quite, their agenda for the female event wasn't the same as if someone like myself or yourself would organize it. Exactly. So.
Sta dicendo che in realtà anche a lei non dispiace essere chiamata fancy in generale, però il problema è che diventa appunto un modo per, diciamo, metterti in una categoria e chiuderti lì. Spesso le capitava di essere invitata ad eventi in cui c'erano soltanto donne, cioè dedicati alle donne, peraltro eventi organizzati da uomini che sostanzialmente non avevano idea di quello che stavano facendo, quindi in realtà era praticamente un'arma che le si ritorceva contro, quindi alla fine abbiamo la stessa idea su questo. Vogliamo mettere un pezzo?
Vogliamo mettere Fancy?
Mettiamo Fancy.
Don't call me a fancy, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist. Anything more is just talk that is ignorant. Don't call me a fancy, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist, yo. Listen. Please, don't book me to keep the balance. Book me to smash it for wheel-ups, for antics. To see the people, them, feel good and dancing. But if it's cause I'm female, then don't even ask me. No, this ain't a sexy up ting. This is a messy club ting. One pictures, this is me mug. Gun fingers, jump up, bump in the system. No time for put on no lipstick. I come with them lyrics, blood, instead of gimmicks. If I ever did switch, then I'd give you permission to ditch this. This ain't a vision ting. I want you listening to the linguistics and not lingering at my midriff. I know that sex sells, I'm not stupid. And no disrespect to those girls that use it, but my wealth resides in my music. The truth and inspiring a movement. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist. Anything more is just talk that is ignorant. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist, yo. Listen. If you say I'm sick for a chick, mate, I'll instantly think you're a prick. Straight flip the script and say I think you're sick for a man and see how you react. Can you see that it's daft, yo? I'm just saying you're dope for a bloke. Quit complaining over a compliment. Why won't you take it? What is your problem, bruv? Moaning, campaigning. Oh, you can see it's frustrating. Hey, come play at this special date that we made for the ladies. Segregation's hella frustrating. Bruv, this ain't boxing. Stop with that nonsense. Do we really need our own concerts? I can jump up and rock a spot with the gents and get props and respect, cause I dumped the set. Trust, I don't need a step up or a separate section. It's offensive, I get vexed when it's mentioned. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist. Anything more is just talk that is ignorant. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist, yo. Listen. What's it like repping for the women? Right, whoever said that was my mission. In general, I'm just expressing my feelings to whoever wants to listen. Making genuine connections and spreading my vision. And no, there's no pressure to be sexy. There's plenty of evidence I'm a heavy MC. And I know better, so it don't ever affect me. I'm grown and a go-getter, so no, you won't ever tempt me. Oh, what about the chauvinists? I don't know, cause I don't roll with them. And no, yo, there's no challenges. No one's demanding that I go and slag it up. And no, there's no barriers when I stand out in the masses and I'm talented. Yo, I'm rapping immaculate, never stammering. Grafting off my own back so I don't tackle management. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist. Anything more is just talk that is ignorant. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist, yo.
Don't call me an FMC, I'm purely an MC. È proprio fantastico questa rima. Allora, siamo qui in studio con Oracy, che appunto ci sta raccontando un po' di cose su di lei, sulla sua musica, appunto, su quello che fa. E per ricordarvi, stasera, lo ricordiamo fino a farvi il buco in testa, stasera alle 21, proiezione del documentario Sisterhood al ex SNIA, e a seguire il concerto appunto di Oracy, che come raccontavamo anche durante la nostra intervista, Domiziana De Fulvio, regista e sceneggiatrice del film, ha scritto un pezzo e ha dedicato un pezzo proprio per questo documentario. Quindi volevo chiedere a Oracy, siccome appunto nei suoi video spessissimo sono ambientati in skate park, appunto mostrano immagini della strada, come ci raccontava anche rispetto ai suoi testi, e so che lei appunto va sui rollerblade o ha ripreso ad andare sui rollerblade. Volevo chiedere appunto un qualcosa su questa parte della sua vita e ovviamente anche della sua cultura. So I was saying that in many videos there are skate parks and yeah. You know, urban things going around you, or are you hanging out at skate parks? And I've also seen a few pictures with you wearing rollerblades.
Yeah.
So what about that? Is that part of your life or culture?
It used to be much more. It's how I got into hip hop and just a different kind of hip-hoppy culture. So not just rap, but, you know, graffiti and different kinds of artwork. It was when I was about 14. Before then, I would just be on the estate with my friends, drinking cider and doing nothing. And then I went to the skate park and met a really cool group of people and just ended up spending, like, every second of my free time there. And it was really nice.
Ci sta raccontando appunto che praticamente fa parte della sua vita da adolescente, quando fino a un certo punto non faceva nulla, stava lì con i suoi amichetti a bere sidro, e poi da un momento della sua vita ha conosciuto delle persone che appunto si vedevano allo skate park, che stavano insieme e che in realtà appartengono a quella ampia definizione che è l'hip hop, la cultura hip hop, l'underground hip hop, e quindi in realtà ha cominciato a uscire con queste persone fichissime e a fare delle cose fighe, che non è soltanto fare skate, ma è anche fare graffiti e tutto quello che in senso più generale fa parte di questa cultura. And and then you are also here because there's a connection with the documentary we're going to show before your venue, which is Sisterhood.
Yep.
So how about tell us about this you know, meeting you've never met before.
No,
this is the first time, right?
Yep.
After a few years. Le sto chiedendo, praticamente le ha scritto, come dicevo, il singolo per il documentario, ma in realtà con la regista che le ha chiesto, come ci raccontava nell'intervista, di scrivere qualcosa o di darle qualcosa da poter utilizzare nel film, si incontrano oggi, adesso, insomma, in questo momento, right? So what's your experience about, what's your story? Because I have Domiziana's version of the story, so what's your story?
I would say it's the benefits of, like, the wonders of the internet and just people communicating with each other. So I was fortunate enough that I received a message and she was explaining the documentary, what it's about. And I hadn't done any music for a little while. I'd, like, taken a break and started to study and teach now. And it was the first thing I said, oh, yeah, this sounds really interesting. Like, I'm very happy to take some time out. I really enjoyed writing the song because it made me think about all the things that mean something to me. And it was quite an enjoyable experience. Even recording it, it was quite, I don't know, something beautiful when you write something that has a shared meaning with everybody, and then, you know, you go through the process of expressing it. And obviously seeing the documentary at the end was, like, really fantastic.
Allora, si stava raccontando appunto che in realtà era un po' di tempo che non stava componendo musica, che non stava suonando, e la bellezza di internet è proprio questa, cioè dare la possibilità alle persone di incontrarsi. Quindi Domiziana l'ha cercata, lei è stata super felice di essere trovata, di farsi trovare, ed è stata anche un'occasione per lei di rimettersi a scrivere, fondamentalmente. Quando ha sentito la storia del documentario e quello che raccontava, le è subito venuta voglia di scrivere un pezzo per raccontare, cioè per dare il suo contributo, fondamentalmente. Ed è stato bellissimo poi quando è riuscita a vederlo diciamo nel documentario, insomma, era super felice, perché quello che voleva raccontare, anche rispetto a certi temi spesso racchiudiamo nella parola sorellanza, sono in qualche modo riflessi nel documentario e in quello che lei è riuscita a scrivere. Ci stava, scusate, anche raccontando che in realtà è un po' di tempo che non fa musica, non sta scrivendo, sta lavorando, sta insegnando. So what do you teach?
I work at a special education school and I teach, like, a range of subjects, but maths, English, science, RE, geography and history and social studies. And they're a really cool bunch of children, very quirky, have extra personalities, I would say. And it's been nice because I've never enjoyed work. There's no job I've ever enjoyed until I started working with children. And I got into that through doing, like, hip-hop oracy workshops at schools. And I did two and just thought, oh, this is, like, a really... If you have to spend so many hours at work, it's really nice to spend it doing something that actually I feel like makes a difference and contributes to society in general. And children are just fantastic company as well.
E quindi ci raccontava che ha cominciato a fare dei workshop con l'hip hop in realtà nelle scuole, e poi questi workshop si sono trasformati in un vero e proprio lavoro. Adora lavorare con i bambini, ha scoperto di adorare, che si può adorare il lavoro, quindi fare qualcosa, diciamo, tutti i giorni, quotidianamente, perché riceve tantissimo da quello che fa con loro, e anche quello che sta facendo con loro, il lavoro che fa con loro, le dà una prospettiva, insomma, la fa sentire in qualche modo di stare costruendo qualcosa oggettivamente. Sentiamo un altro pezzo prima dell'ultima domanda, che liberiamo ora, sì.
Sentiamo subito un altro pezzo, sempre dallo stesso album. Eccolo qua.
I've noticed when I roll to shows, it's always alone. Like, yo, what's the motive? Are you just so focused or over-devoted and self-involved and emotional protest? No, I'm just emotionally broken and hopeless at being social, but it goes unknown because we're not yet psychic. So I always get the surprised and wide-eyed, why is this? I thought your life would be exciting and enticing, not lifeless, but inviting, because you always talk of inspiring, but you're caught up in some sort of crisis. You might just be private and a quiet one, but could be otherwise. You could be hiding and underlyingly frightened, or I'm blinded and misguided, and you're not as nice as I think. Look guys, if I seem rude, I don't mean to. I'm deep in solitude, peaceful, really wish I was a little more see-through, but to the point where I can't be seen. Boom. So if you call out, obviously I'm probably gonna turn around like say you bothered me, but honestly mate, you didn't, and I'm real sorry. So here's my apology beforehand, that was out of order, just ignore that. Yeah, my face talks your facts, but it distorts because I'm just real awkward. I'm so emotionally uncomfortable, emotionally dysfunctional. Don't mean to be so closed, I try to open but I struggle to. I don't know what it is, but something's got to give. The problem needs resolving, cause I've had enough of it. I'm socially uncomfortable, emotionally dysfunctional. Don't mean to be so closed, I try to open but I struggle to. I don't know what it is, but something's got to give. The problem needs resolving, cause I've had enough of it. They say you regret what you don't say, not what you do. I wish I could say what I felt when I'm off stage and when I'm not in the booth. It's outrageous how I can talk to strangers but not to my closest faces. Yeah, I'm straight up, I'm just not that brave to embrace them and to say stuff like, I don't like you, I might love you, but I'm too shy to confront you. Even when I write, I say might when I know that I do. Still hide whilst holding the truth inside, cause I lack the courage. It's become a barrier, an obstruction to love. I can't figure out, I'm not impacted by the judgment of others. I can't even say I've been hurt or burnt in the past, or I'm a bad person that don't deserve it, or worse, that I'm too perfect for a man. It's not that. I'm trying, I even went to a psychiatrist for guidance and suggestions, and near it helped, but arising questions reside in my mental. And no amount of counselling will get me out of this astounding mess I'm drowning in, when I'm the fountain that's allowing it. I need to plug and stop it before I look back thinking, what if I wasn't so shook, I was more upfront. I don't wanna wander on concepts. I'm socially uncomfortable, emotionally dysfunctional. Don't mean to be so closed, I try to open but I struggle to. I don't know what it is, but something's got to give. The problem needs resolving, cause I've had enough of it. I'm socially uncomfortable, emotionally dysfunctional. Don't mean to be so close, I try to open but I struggle to. I don't know what it is, but something's got to give. The problem needs resolving, cause I've had enough of it. Catch me in the club in the background with my hood up to my cap down, looking like a dumb thug you should pat down, but trust, I'm not gonna act out. Look, no trouble, I'm in my own zone. Close bubble, get to know. No disrespect, but I just wanna be left alone. So don't always expect hellos for someone that loves to share. I'm somewhat unprepared, stuck in a rut of being careful, but I'm not sure what I'm even scared of. But I've become aware that confidence, well, it's a problem, cause when you've got lots, the consequence, it's dominant. But when you've got none, you're anonymous, lost and not autonomous. Just my thoughts and my hypothesis. Music taught me about myself and brought me up out of my shell. Now I'm more compelled to talk the thoughts I've held to an audience as well, and not hoard them all to myself, torment as I dwell. It's unfortunate, I'm still flawed and socially awkward, but I had a goal and I chose to move towards it, focused with my soul, foot in
when the door kicked open, broke it, doing applause. Each one sold as its own reward. Thanks so much to those who show support. I'm full of hope as a soldier forward. Soldier forward. Soldier forward.
Ora sì, Dysfunctional, sono le 11.36, questa è Radio Onda Rossa, state ascoltando una piccola intervista che stiamo appunto dedicando a Ora sì, che si esibirà questa sera all'ex SNIA dopo la proiezione del documentario Sisterhood, che comincerà alle 21, quindi insomma assolutamente venite anche prima, c'è cioè, la Pedirore, c'è cioè, di tutto, ci sono le trasmissioni, insomma è un pomeriggio, sera, insomma inizio di notte, fantastico, quindi non potete assolutamente perdervelo. Intanto un paio ultime domande a Orasi, che ci ha dedicato un po' del suo tempo qui a Roma. So we were saying to read the song that talks about dysfunctional, emotional, or being awkward socially. So, and I relate a lot with that, and not just me, as we were saying. So, it is very brave to share that kind of feelings with other people, and then it's really a lot when people respond to that with, "Oh, I feel like that as well."
Yeah, just definitely.
Il pezzo che abbiamo ascoltato si chiama Dysfunctional. Parla appunto di sentirsi socialmente non conforme, di sentire insomma di essere diversa dagli altri, di non divertirsi tantissimo in certe situazioni dove tutte si divertono, bisogna divertirsi, di sentirsi diversa emotivamente, e appunto Dysfunctional è ovviamente ironico perché è così che viene definito spesso da un punto di vista sociale, e dicevo ora sì che anch'io mi sento spesso così in situazioni sociali, ma non soltanto io, a giudicare dai commenti dei video che ho visto in giro sui vari canali. Quindi le chiedevo un po' com'è raccontare una parte così profonda di se stessa, comunque insomma molto coraggiosa, ma anche insomma molto importante. So, how do you feel about that?
It was a lot of people might have made the assumption, because like I do music and I travel and perform, that I must be really outgoing and confident and just have like a full life. But I felt like music was really, you know, a nice part of my life that was going very well. But there's often times when I'm not on stage and I've finished performing, that I just feel like out of place, or I never know what to say next, or I just feel like I want to disappear and go home. And then I would do that, and then I would regret not spending more time with people than trying to socialize. But I think it's just not something that came naturally to me. And I also quite like my own space. So sometimes it's quite hard to... I don't want social interactions to feel forced. And when it is, I just found it really difficult to cope with.
Sta dicendo appunto che spesso diciamo soprattutto quando fai musica le persone danno per scontato che tu sia una persona sociale, che voglia stare insieme alla gente, che tu voglia passare sempre tempo a parlare, a chiacchierare, a raccontare di te. In realtà dice, a parte la parte diciamo sociale dell'esibirsi e di alcune cose che riguardano la musica, poi in realtà sono una persona che ha dei tempi suoi molto profondi, che ama stare da sola, che insomma in certe situazioni va via e si dedica del tempo, e questa in realtà spesso è giudicata come una cosa insomma negativa, una difficoltà. In realtà dice basta accettarsi, e fondamentalmente è una cosa a cui in realtà bisogna dedicare se stessi. E you were talking about this you know pause from music as well, doing other stuff.
Yeah, music was going really well, and it was just every other element of my life was not going so well. So my social life, work, and as much as I enjoyed music, it did consume my whole life. And I just wondered, you know, if I lost my voice tomorrow or I couldn't rap anymore, what would I be doing? Would I have any friends to spend my time with? Would I have a hobby? Would I have a full life? And I realized I would have nothing. So I decided to take a break and build up other aspects of my life and try and meet more people. And I went to uni to learn to be a teacher, and I'm glad I took the break because I really do enjoy teaching. It's like writing music, but instead you're, you know, helping children express themselves, and it's quite a beautiful thing.
and write their own music. Stavo dicendo appunto che in realtà a un certo punto la musica andava benissimo, stava facendo un sacco di cose, era super felice, però diciamo guardando la sua vita a un certo punto si è resa conto che c'era poco altro oltre la musica, e quindi si è chiesta, si è fatta una domanda, dice: ma se io in questo momento perdessi la voce, per esempio, non potessi più suonare, nella mia vita che cosa ci sarebbe? E secondo la risposta che si è data è: ci sarebbe ben poco. Quindi ha deciso di prendere una pausa dalla musica e di fare e dedicarsi ad altro, per vedere che cosa poteva fare delle altre cose di sé. E quindi insomma è stata molto felice di prendersi questa pausa, in realtà, perché ha cominciato a fare altro, a insegnare, ha conosciuto altre persone, ha allargato la sua vita, insomma, e quindi adesso sente anche il bisogno di tornare alla musica, come ci raccontava prima.
Direi che mettiamo un altro pezzo, e questa volta vorrei mettere un pezzo che mi sembra molto consonante con le corde di questa radio. Peace on the Mainstream è il titolo, e l'avete sentita perché ci piace molto sugli 87.9 di Radio Onda Rossa.
Yeah, yeah. Came on the beat. No cheese on toast, cheese shit. On toast shit. Come with that real dope, real shit. Dope shit. Yo, yo. Check. That mainstream, it just ain't me. If money was the motive, yo, I'd be loaded. And no, I'm not saying that just cause I'm broke. Know this, there's no need for a Rolex. Sure, it shows exactly the same time that your phone says. Gold has many properties, one is so dense. But it's obvious to wear it as a chain. It's so dense that makes no sense. When you think of the obtaining process in history is injury to the liberty. And straight up insulting, being vain is outrageously insane and revolting. Something for the fake who are fronting and lost focus, thanks to the free folks that own up nearly the whole of the industry, pumping it with gimmicks and silly scenes that leads to mimicry. Just isn't me. My visionary's pretty deep. Think when I speak, link the rhythm and the literacy. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, your scene just ain't me. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, I'll piss on the mainstream. You won't catch me caked up in makeup. I'd rather paint walls, not my face, love. Don't decorate my nails, cause they break when I'm skating. Grateful anyway, cause they came when I'm baiting. That's a bit bait, but no shame when I say this is blatant. That I never came as a slag or an ad for some crap. Poor gassed in a man, a gangster. Blap, blap, I'm a bad girl with mad swag. Nah, that's a slash at my character and ignorant. Low, don't act like it isn't. Peeps chat about themselves and their homies as niggas like they know no difference. A government takeover is controlling our vision. Our vibrations are low, so we're easily influenced and can't see the hidden truth. Well, I'm on a mission to raise a level up. A grade clever, stop shaming the devil. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, your scene just ain't me. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, I'll piss on the mainstream. What? Change my image, get a stylist? I'll change your image with my right fist. Leave you with the vision of a blind fish. Think aloud the violence. It's just the image that my mind made. And this ain't an image, this is just the way that I dress. But you wanna pick a silly little fight, alright then. Watch me turn up and rock a live show with nothing but a big fat white cloth with just the eyes slit. Ghost, cause that's what I be. If any slight industry type did try it, I'm waiter. Individually minded, I won't change iron eye for the limelight. For my soul to be oh so lit. No, I'm too focused to be controlled and molded into a phony. Anyone that knows me knows I'm not here for the fame, cause I'd hate that. Paps in my face, out my way. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, your scene just ain't me. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, I'll piss on the mainstream. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, your scene just ain't me. Cause this is hip hop, not shit pop. I won't even pit stop in that lane. Now you must be crazy. Put your middle fingers up to that cheap yucky stuff and just scream, yo, I'm pissed on the main, on the main, on the main. On the main, 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 on the main,
Ed eccoci di nuovo in voce sugli 87.9 di Radio Onda Rossa, in chiusura di mattinata ma non certo di giornata, perché saremo fino a notte sul palco dell'ex Snia Viscosa per i 45 anni di Radio Onda Rossa. Ci saremo anche domani e parto da lì. Domani innanzitutto live dalla Snia e sugli 87.9 di Radio Onda Rossa. Si comincia alle 11 la mattina, si comincia con un'assemblea radiofonica su inceneritori, rifiuti e energia, a cui potete contribuire intervenendo telefonicamente allo 06 49 17 50. Pranzo sociale a sottoscrizione, vi aspettiamo tutte, tutti e tutte. Si mangia bene, si mangia vegano, si mangia cucinato da Radio Onda Rossa e soprattutto si sottoscrive a Radio Onda Rossa. Dalle 16 assemblea pubblica sul piano Gualtieri sui rifiuti. Tornando a ritroso invece oggi siamo là dalle 18 con Aperir Horror, ormai un classico per questa radio, con le trasmissioni live Salpinoz e Disaccordo, e poi alle 21 la proiezione del documentario di Domiziana De Fulvio, che in realtà, spoiler, è qui con noi in questo momento, e alla quale chiediamo appunto la sottoscrizione dell'ingresso. Stasera andrà a Radio Onda Rossa, ma anche a una protagonista del film.
Esatto, che è la polisportiva dell'ex Snia.
Che ci vuoi dire della polisportiva dell'ex Snia?
Vabbè, la squadra ritratta in Sisterhood ne fa parte, la squadra di basket femminile e anche tante altre attività in realtà sportive, e quindi bisogna sostenerla perché ne ha bisogno.
Così come sapete Radio Onda Rossa ve lo diciamo ogni secondo, quindi lo sapete che deve essere sostenuta. Fra l'altro tra poco noi ce ne andremo a preparare la festa, ma vi lasceremo in ascolto dell'intervista nello speciale Likewise, così che potete riascoltare o ascoltare per la prima volta di che si tratta quello che stasera animerà la serata della festa.
E noi ringraziamo Orasi di essere stata qui in studio con noi e insomma non vediamo l'ora di vederla stasera. Orasi, thank you very much for being here and we can't wait for tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm excited too and I hope to see lots of people.
Thank you for
there.
The second time for Radio Onda Rossa.
Hopefully a third time if I'm lucky.
Allora, spera di tornare anche la terza volta, non vedo l'ora di esibirsi stasera, quindi assolutamente venite, venite, venite dalle 21, anzi dalle 18 in realtà, questa sera all'ex Snia. Grazie.
E ancora un saluto a tutti e a tutti, un abbraccio forte e solidale a chi ci ascolta privata o privato della propria libertà.
Evil in disguise, so take heed of the signs and read between the lines. Please, as you turn each page, look deeper with your mind and see how you perceive and what's really been implied. The deceit organized, conceived and invented, the message cemented, the method to misrepresent, disconnect and suppress us. And we don't reflect or defend, we just let them. It's time to question their antics, stand up and act quick, take drastic action. We're captive to their tactics, but there's no ransom, we're our own handcuffs. Stuck in a rut and a scandal, trapped in a maze. Be the one that they can't handle, a tame and plan your escape, yo. Be your own savior, there's no man in cage here to save you. Have your own back, blood and wait. Take heed, brother man, and hear your conscience. What you feel deep down is meaning.
E giustamente ve ne abbiamo dato conto.